From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's military says it seized power in a targeted assault on criminals surrounding 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, who have caused social and economic hardship. Major General S.P. Moyo addressed the nation from the seized state television facility.
To both our people and the world beyond our borders, we wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government.
He said the military was aiming to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation that could turn violent. Mr. Mugabe has told South Africa's President Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to his home. The military move followed a dispute between the commanding general and the ruling ZANU-PF party. General Constantino Chiwenga threatened to intervene to end what he called a purge of independence fighters from government. A party statement called that treasonable. John Campbell is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
One of the things the Zimbabwean army has always made very clear is that the government of Zimbabwe must be conducted by those that participated in the liberation struggle.
The army action followed the sacking of Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, a former liberation fighter who was viewed as a possible successor to Mr. Mugabe. President Donald Trump is back at the White House following his 12-day five-nation trip through Asia, expressing pride in what was accomplished, including making trade more fair.
People were taking advantage, countries were taking advantage of the United States, more than just this region, but the world. And those days are over. We're going to be fair. We're going to be reciprocal. As I said in my remarks before, we will be reciprocal.
Mr. Trump also warned North Korea remains a major global military threat and would address the two issues soon. This is VOA News. Thousands of Iranians spent a third night in the open after Sunday's massive 7.3 magnitude earthquake and hundreds of aftershocks that rocked both Iran and Iraq, killing more than 500, injuring thousands more. Residents in damaged areas complained of a lack of tents, blankets, water, and food. President Hassan Rouhani toured the city of Kermanshah, promising swift action to help the homeless. The quake also caused death and destruction in Iraq's northern Kurdish provinces. The director of Iraq's Darbandakan Dam said the quake caused cracks and described the quake as the largest since the dam was built 55 years ago. But he said there is slim chance the dam will collapse. Kenya's Supreme Court said Wednesday the nation's election commission must provide access of election returns to those challenging the results of President Uhuru Kenyatta's election victory last month. The court gave the petitioners until Thursday afternoon to file a report on their findings. Tuesday, the court rejected the opposition's participation. Opposition leader Raila Odinga hoped to overturn the results of the ballot, a do-over from August, which the court had annulled over widespread irregularities. A Trump administration official has expressed concern over the Cambodian government's detention of the main opposition leader and crackdown on civil society. Matt Pottinger, Deputy Assistant Secretary of State, met in Manila with Cambodia's foreign minister on the sidelines of an East Asia summit. Opposition leader Kem Sokha was arrested in September, accused of plotting treason in what's viewed as a growing crackdown on opponents of Prime Minister Hun Sen. A gunman carrying a semi-automatic weapon and two handguns opened fire Tuesday at multiple locations in the California town of Corning, north of Sacramento, killing four people before being shot dead by police. Phil Johnston is the assistant sheriff of Tehama County.
Right now, we have no known motive. We know of no real connection to any of the victims. Most of the victims in this case appear to be random selections.
At least 10 other people were wounded in the incident, including two children at a local elementary school. The largest diamond ever offered at auction went under the hammer in Geneva Tuesday for nearly $34 million, a world record of its kind. Francois Curiel is the Asia-Europe chairman at the auction house Christie's.
The Bugano diamond is an extremely rare D-flawless stone of 163 carats, which is the largest D-flawless diamond we've ever sold at auction.
It was sold to an anonymous phone bidder for well above the asking price of $25 million. Three U.S. college basketball players at the University of Southern California, Los Angeles are back home after being detained in China on suspicion of shoplifting. The case was taken up during his trip by President Donald Trump in talks with his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping. Mr. Trump said what they did allegedly was unfortunate and they could have faced long prison terms.
That's the latest world news from VOA.